The Airdrie Rodeo Ranch Association is rearing up for the return of the Airdrie Pro Rodeo on July 1 and 2, a Canada Day weekend spectacle that will feature bucking broncos, cold brews, and bedazzled rodeo royalty. According to Jim Murphy, rodeo president, after a lull in rodeo festivities during the COVID-19 pandemic, lovers of the sport have been pushing hard to bring professional rodeo back to Airdrie this summer. He said the excellence of both the animals and athletes at the Airdrie Pro Rodeo surpasses other events of its kind. As a warm-up event for the Calgary Stampede, he noted plenty of cowboys use the Airdrie Rodeo to get ready for the Stampede. One big thing I don't think people realize is the caliber of animals and the caliber of cowboys that we get at the rodeo, Murphy said. All the guys that ride at our rodeo, you will watch again at the Calgary Stampede, shortly afterward. But despite the impressive show, Murphy said the rodeo is struggling to secure financial sponsorship and partners. He added the committee is hoping to get more draw-in from the city and local agricultural societies, which he added would create potential for additional events to be held throughout the year. I think it would be nice to have community events that bring not only our community together, but people from outside the community in and help our businesses, he said. We're really struggling, and volunteers are hard to find. We just end up using the same people over and over, and I know there's so much room for improvement on our production. He added the Airdrie Rodeo Ranch Association is a volunteer-run organization, and often struggles with financing its yearly rodeo production, which costs approximately $300,000 to put on. While some revenue is generated through ticket sales, Murphy said drink sales are the big moneymaker. The rodeo never pays for itself, he said. You can't pay for a pro rodeo at the gate. You have to have other products to try and generate revenue, so it's really important, even if you don't like rodeo, to come to our beer gardens, because our beer gardens keep us out of hot water every year. He said this year, the rodeo will take place at the same locale, the Airdrie Pro Rodeo Grounds, just west of the city, but for a shortened period compared to previous years. Because of the increase in costs and the risk of putting it all together, we have shortened our production to 2 days instead of five, he said. We just can't afford to take the risk on any more time than that. Each day comes with huge expenses, so we're hoping to cut back our $300,000 cost this year. According to Murphy, as long as the rodeo can get attendees to sip on a few beverages in the beer garden, then it's a win for the association. He added he is happy to bring back the rodeo this year and hopes to have a return to normalcy with some help from association volunteers. We want to bring life back. With more help and more volunteers, it would just take a load off of people and we could definitely improve our product, he said. Additionally, the Airdrie Rodeo Ranch Association is hosting an Airdrie Rodeo Royalty Competition, and is in search of young women aged 18 to 24 to take part in different aspects of the royalty competition, vying for a title of rodeo queen, or princess. The competition includes horsemanship, public speaking, written exam, modeling, a personal interview, and overall presentation components. For those interested in applying to become Airdrie Rodeo Royalty, email Royalty Director Katie Van Heenen at airdrieprorodeoroyalty@gmail.com before April 29, or visit airdrieprorodeo.com for more information.